This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Depending on what happens today, there's something special going on at Middlesex Hospital, and if it's wet, they're going to do the ceremony, I think, indoors. And we want to talk about what's happening with Cynthia Clegg, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Middlesex County. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I like to, anytime we have someone who doesn't come on a lot or they do something in a nonprofit, like what is the Community Foundation of Middlesex County?
The Community Foundation's all about community and giving back. We work with donors and nonprofits to make our county even better than it already is. It's that simple. We give away money to good causes.
Wow, that must be a great job.
It is a great job. I have the best job in the whole wide world, but maybe you say you have the best job in the whole wide world, but we think we do.
Yeah, well, I mean, doing good things for people is a great thing to be a part of. These buddy benches is what they're called.
Oh, my gosh.
So talk about, first of all, what's happening today at the hospital?
Today at the hospital is the reboot, relaunch of the Buddy Bench program that was started way back in 2009 by the Interfaith Golf Open Tournament with the Community Foundation, with Rushford, with Rossi Group, with Liberty Bank, with everybody. We have so many partners involved in this, and this is a reboot of the whole program for a very meaningful and very poignant purpose.
So what are the benches? Like, talk about...
The benches are really interesting. Kids know all about them. The Buddy Bench was actually started by a kid named Christian Bucks, just to make sure that kids knew that if somebody was alone and sitting on a bench in the playground, you go up to them. There's a curriculum built around this. You go up and sit down with that kid, and you just make them feel at home. Now it's time for the adults to do it. So we launched with Interfaith Golf Open and all the partners way back when, and built benches and put them in almost every playground at schools in Middlesex County to encourage kindness and partnership.
Why did it stop?
You know, it stopped because the kids who were building it were at-risk young men at a Rushford program, and they stopped the program. So we needed to find another way to do it. Liberty Bank has this ad about benches. I'm sure everybody's seen it, which promotes kindness, et cetera. Liberty Bank called us to say, we really want to link into the Buddy Bench program. We heard about it. What can you do? So we sort of connected the dots and found someone to build the benches and found the Rossi Group to donate the wood, cut to specifications, by the way. And the person who's building the Buddy Bench is the dad of the young man who was killed tragically a couple of years ago in a car accident. And the benches are in honor of his son, Connor.
Wow. Will there be like a plaque that says something like to that effect?
And the plaque says it all. And I mean, if I may, it says this bench is a place for kindness, community, laughter, and remembrance. And that does say it all. It's all about partnership. It's all about giving back. It's all about kindness.
Cynthia Clegg, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Middlesex County. And, of course, thank you to the folks at Liberty Bank and the organization giving the wood. Is this, so this is a start of more to come?
Oh, we've got five already built. We're going to distribute them throughout the county. The next one will go to Portland, and it's going to be right on the riverfront, so that's perfect. They're building the baseboard already. We're going to put some at a couple of Little League places in East Haddam. That's where Connor was from. And then we've got a couple that we still haven't figured out where we're going to put them.
I love that. You know, sometimes when I'm on a trail or something, I'll see a bench and you don't know, and maybe you've been there for years and maybe there's an inscription, maybe there isn't, but like there's something about just sitting there with some solitude and some peace that mm-hmm. that is truly meaningful. I think it's a wonderful idea, and you tie in a bunch of different things, right? That you're honoring something, you have a mission, and you also have just a place to be contemplative and at peace.
Yeah, and if I may, I just really want to do a shout-out to everybody that's been involved in this partnership from the get-go. So the Interfaith Golf Open, who knew that golf was more than a game, Liberty Bank, of course, the Rossi Group, Ian Young and Chris Ann Meany, Connor's parents, and then, of course, Middlesex Hospital that's being so gracious to host us today with a very nice reception, too.
Awesome. Well, Cynthia, it's great to connect, and I think it's an awesome thing. Again, buddy benches, they're going to do one today. It'll probably end up indoors, right?
Yeah. Afraid so, but that's all right. We'll have a good time, and as you say, we will pause and reflect and partner and be kind.
All right. Well, good luck today, and we can't wait. If there's anything going on in the future or you want to talk more about the benches and some other places they go, just feel free to be in touch.
Oh, we will. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.